Keegan moved on the northern edge of the springs, crouching, and had hoped to get maybe 100 yards farther, behind a good position there in the rocks. But Matt McCulloch, damn his ornery Texas hide, started the ball about 50 yards too soon. Horses scattered, and men dropped or charged, and one turned and saw Keegan.
Huh?
The man blinked. Well, he might have been too far for Keegan to see if he actually blinked, but that's the way he imagined it. And then brought up his repeating rifle. He opened his mouth, and Keegan filled it. Then Keegan had to dive into the brush. Delivered a fresh round into the breech and saw two men getting closer to Matt McCulloch. He couldn't chance that shot with a Winchester, so he laid down McCulloch's fast shooting gun and brought up the Spencer. He remembered these rifles from the end of the rebellion. After wetting his thumb, he brushed the moisture on the front sight and raised the weapon to his shoulder. Apparently, the only person in Holland's bunch who had seen Keegan was the man with a bullet through his mouth and head, and he wasn't telling anyone ever again. Keegan waited. The second man stepped into perfect position, and Keegan touched the trigger. The bullet took the first man through the back, and then punched the second man in the lower back. Horses ran toward the river. Holland's men, those still breathing and not ripped to pieces by lead, found cover behind a boulder. And then Keegan's eyes spotted the damnedest thing. A whiskey bottle was flying over the brush by the river, twisting end over end. Jameson? Keegan wondered. Bourbon? Rye? Even tequila would do a fine job right now. It sailed in the white sky, reached the top of its arc, and came down, silently twisting, heading right for that big rock.
What a waste.
Good whiskey, maybe bad whiskey, but whiskey nonetheless. Damn, that pirate must be mad. Out of bullets and throwing whiskey bottles at these cutthroats. He hoped that fool captain was at least throwing empty bottles. Slamming into a rock. A moment later, Keegan felt the heat that felt as if it came from the pit of hell.